from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have heard Alandon Roberts is a good talker.
Nice.
So I'm excited for that.
Cool.
And he is a guy that I would put on the short list of Steelers that I would not like to mess with.
You probably wouldn't like to mess with any of them.
I'll take on Cam Johnston now that his knee got blown out. Think I could take him now.
That's kind of weak.
Yeah, that's real weak.
As am I.
Right.
Boswell would kick my butt. Yep. He'd be the next best shot. Perhaps Scotty Miller, but he'd kick my butt. Yeah, there's not a single Steeler. There's not a single Steeler in the history of the football team that's ass I could kick.
No.
Not one.
No.
Nope. I've thought about that before. Like, is there anybody in NFL history whose butt I could whoop? Maybe like in 1912.
Maybe like Gary Anderson.
Oh, I'd whoop up on Gary Anderson. Mike Tomlin asked about Cam Hayward in yesterday's press conference.
I like what he brought. Played about 35 snaps, and that's moving in the direction of participation that we're comfortable with for the totality of this thing. But it was business as usual for Cam.
Did you hear that as he's going to keep building up and he's going to play a lot of snaps? Or did you hear that as that's kind of where we would like him to be?
I think he's going to build up. I think they're building up. I think they're building up a few guys. I think Ogunjobi, he talked very highly of Ogunjobi, too, of him being healthy, and I think that he's going to get more reps and have more playing time throughout the season. I think they want to build up the D-linemen, and it's the slightly older guys, getting them more as the season goes on, not just throwing them into the fire.
You had an opportunity on Sunday because you knew they were going to have to throw to get back into game to rotate those defensive linemen. Like, when everything is on, I mean, you're going to want to rotate them no matter what, but you're rushing the passer, rotate guys, pin your ears back, your offensive linemen are playing the entire game, they're going to get tired. Pat Freiermuth said he thought that the Atlanta Falcons offense got tired late in that game, or the Atlanta Falcons defense got tired late in the game. I'm sure the offense gets tired too whenever it's Cam Hayward. Okay, now Montrevious Adams is in and he's fresh. Okay, TJ Watt's coming. You're mixing some Herbig. Now Watt comes back and he's fresh. I don't think they want Cam Hayward to play 90% of the snaps.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with that. This is the only guaranteed year on his contract, but we saw what a difference he made on Sunday when he was healthy. The defense just wasn't the same right in the second half of the season. When he came back, he wasn't the Cam Hayward that we're used to seeing. Texter, you could take Jeff Reed. Absolutely no chance.
No, he's psycho.
He is.
Yeah.
Have you seen his thighs? Have you ever seen those like internet things the kids are doing these days, Doran, on the TikTok, where they'll try to like bust up watermelon with their thighs?
Yes.
He could do that.
Probably.
To my head.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Your body, your sternum. He would just crack your sternum.
Oh, God. Do you ever crack your sternum?
Yeah.
What is that about?
Mm,
can you do anything?
Old.
My sternum hurts all the time. I crack it 50 times a day.
Just old.
Texter, you could beat up Robert Kraft, probably. What do you think? You've been around Kraft.
Yeah, you could probably take him.
Let's go.
Yeah.
How old is he now?
He's old, like 80-something.
Yeah, Robert Kraft.
84.
Is he that old?
Maybe. I think so.
You know who I think will whoop up on me is Jerry Jones. Robert Kraft is 83.
83.
Because Jerry Jones be all hopped up on that black label.
Yep.
And he'd be like blue label. Yeah, excuse me.
Yeah, you gotta get the right one. Yeah, Jerry Jones.
Yeah, I think we've reached the level of conversation where we could talk. Like, there are some owners I could probably beat up because they're elderly. Players, no chance. Coaches, no. Not a chance. Yes, Callis?
Just over here bragging about how you could take on the injured and the elderly. That's just...
That's right.
On par.
Legit.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.